time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. The Benton County Enterprise is a weekly newspaper based in Warsaw, Missouri. It's been covering the story of Helen Cook, who went missing from the family's lake home in Warsaw on July 13th. Joining us now from his office in Warsaw is the paper's publisher, James White. James, good to have you again. Thanks for taking some time.
You're welcome.
You alerted us to Helen when we last talked on July 18th. You know, by then, she had already been missing for several days. Fill us in on why people were so concerned about her, James.
Well, she was a 72-year-old woman who suffered from Alzheimer's. And people, everyone kind of feared that she might be trying to get back to her home near Kansas City. They had a lake house here. And you know, she basically, her husband was outside and turned around, and she disappeared. And it was,
wow.
It was very puzzling.
Man, just how big of a deal has her story become down in Warsaw, Missouri?
It was a big story for a month. Helen was on our front page every week for a month. And, you know, local people were out looking for her. We had posses from different counties coming in with on horseback looking for helicopters, and couldn't find her.
Hmm. When a story gets going like that, I'm wondering to what extent did your readers begin to sort of, you know, worry and be concerned about Helen's well-being as your story played out there?
The first week, people were very concerned, and by the second week, a lot of local people began helping the volunteers that came in from out of town. You know, she was a grandmother, and with Alzheimer's, it was of interest to everybody in town.
That's got to be kind of a neat thing, in a sense, that people coming together and pitching in like that. James, am I right about that?
Warsaw has a great sense of community, and people really pitch in and help when they need to.
Yeah. You've been watching that for a lot of years, right?
I have.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, Helen didn't make it home. Her body was located near a pond where some personal items of hers had been found. How far was the pond from her house, James?
Not very far, maybe a mile and a half. And the ironic thing is I went out to take a picture of the pond, and it's in a very wooded and secluded area, and it was full of mud and muck and brush, and I was maybe 50 feet from where Helen's body was found.
And lots of folks had walked right by there, right, James? I mean, had really stepped very close to where her body was at that time.
That was the really surprising part when she was found, because the search parties had walked walked past her. The dogs were there, you know, helicopter, and no one was able to spot her.
Hmm. You know, authorities actually wound up draining the pond in order to search it when Helen was found. But there's some irony there, I guess. Again, you were saying you were so close to her when they drained the pond. How did they go about draining it, and how did that all that play out?
Well, they used pretty large pumps, and it drained. The pond was close to Truman Lake, and so they basically drained the pond. The Army Corps of Engineers drained the pond into Truman Lake, and they got it down to about 5 feet and then started walking it. So they didn't completely drain it.
And yet, all the time, she was laying just a few feet away then.
The entire time, she was very near to the pond.
What was it like around that pond, you know, that, James, that made it so difficult to find her?
It was heavily wooded and lots of brush. And since it's summer and we've had so much rain, the foliage, it's kind of a jungle-like area. So I can see how somebody on foot, unless you just walked right over her, you know, you wouldn't see her.
Hmm. You know, next week's edition of the Benton County Enterprise is going to devote a whole bunch of space to Helen Cook. Why, James, and what stories are left to tell about her that you want your readers to know about?
Well, I think, you know, we had her on the front page for a month, and we had kind of a mugshot picture of her that was distributed, and the headline was, you know, woman missing, and very almost clinical, and we want, you know, people are interested. She was on the cover on the front page for a month. Who Helen really was as a person, and you know, she was a nurse and a grandmother, and from what I gather, had a great sense of humor. And when she would introduce herself, she'd say, "My name's Helen, and that's with two L's, and don't forget it." And So, you know, we thought that our readers had kind of come to know her over a month of being on the front page, that we owed it to her and to them to really tell what she was like as a person.
Tell us a little more about her. What else did what else about her life struck you and that you want to convey to your readers?
I think that she was a very caring person with a great sense of humor and a quick wit, and she was a nurse for over 20 years, and from what I gather in her high school, had the highest IQ from the school she graduated at. So,
wow.
You know, there was, other than, you know, people searching for missing women, there was a real person there, and I felt like we needed to tell that story.
You know, I think that's so right, because so many times, you know, being in the newspaper biz myself, you tell these stories and you forget sometimes that there was a real person there, a real life, and lots of people cared probably a whole lot about her.
I know, and a lot of people here that didn't know her, that helped search for her, I know, you know, in the end cared very deeply for her.
You know, James, there's also the continuing story of Helen's family. You know, what are they doing in the wake of her death and why? Give us a sense, because there's some interesting activity going on there with something called Helen's Law. What is that and what's going on there?
Well, the family met with legislatures in Sedalia, Missouri on the 17th to discuss enacting Helen's Law to standardize alert procedures and a timeline for procedures when someone goes missing, interactive databases, and even a guide for families on what to do when you have someone missing, you know, the way it played out with Helen. And I think that the family is very active in trying to get something done along those lines.
Hey, how would a law like that, how would it have helped in a case like this one when Helen Cook went missing, James?
I think that the standardized procedures, what they want to do is have a procedure enlisted. You know, we had a posse from Henry County that came in and enlist. So you've got kind of a directory, a go-to on who you can call from other counties in Missouri for help when someone goes missing, as well as a guide for the family on what steps to follow. And I think that would have been helpful in this case.
You know, when folks found out that Helen's body, you know, wasn't that far away, was really sort of in your midst, in a sense, how upset were they?
I think people were upset, and I think the feeling was that people were upset who had been searching for her that didn't find her, and the fact that she was so close to where everyone was searching. So, I think people felt maybe like they'd let her down a little bit.
You know, you wonder, is it possible that this story could have had a different outcome if she had been found sooner? Do you have any sense of that, James?
I think if she'd been found, you know, within the first day or two, it would have had a very different outcome. And, you know, other than the one that it did, it was just, you know, one of those things that you would like to have prevented and gotten done in the first day or two, but the circumstances just didn't play out that way.
Yeah. Well, James, I appreciate you sharing the story that you've told us today about Helen Cook. And James White keeps an eye on events in Warsaw and Benton County, Missouri. He's publisher of the Benton County Enterprise. James, always a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for taking some time.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too.